It's a rainy night, and here I am, driving out to Gloversville to deliver a bag of money and pick up a pussycat. In case you're wondering, Gloversville was the hub of American glove-making industry. From 1890 to 1950, 90% of all gloves sold in the United States were made in Gloversville. It was the perfect spot. There were hemlock forests growing around there, used the bark for tanning, tanneries and glove shops employed 80% of the residents. Home workers sewed the gloves from leather that had been cut in the factories related businesses such as box makers, sewing machine repairmen, and thread dealers were there too. Gloversville had a movie palace called the Glove Theater. Sometimes Hollywood movies would premiere there, even before they opened in California. But I can't imagine what it must have smelled like. All those leather tanning factories. Hoo hoo hoo. Dinkyville. Years ago, I remember driving into town and seeing shop after shop all boarded up. It must have been a boon for the plywood industry, covering up all those windows, but I gotta hand it to them. They're still hanging on. It was just short of midnight when I pulled up to 112 South Street. It was an old house, all boarded up. There was a rusted mailbox in front. I couldn't get close enough, so I got out. I walked over, stuffed the paper bag with 5,000 euros into the mailbox. I thought about hiding the car and sneaking back to see who emptied the box, but he said no tricks or no cat, plus it was raining like hell. So I drove to the all-night Dunkin' Donuts he had recommended to wait for further instructions.
Can I help you?
Yeah, coffee.
Is that all?
Well, how about a cannoli?
Cannoli?
You don't speak Irish?
That's Italian.
You sure about that?
You're funny. Cream?
No. So quiet.
It's dead tonight. Where are you from?
Saratoga Spring.
Saratoga? God, I wish I lived there.
You like the track?
I've never been to the races. What are you doing out here?
I was looking for a pair of gloves.
You're making fun.
Excuse me. Hello?
Mr. Boyer.
Yeah?
Apparently the ransom has been picked up. Madam wishes to speak with you.
Danny, here's the address. 775 South Hollywood Avenue. Kitty's inside the building.
Okay, I'll go get her. Bye. Where's South Hollywood Avenue?
Why?
I have to pick up a pussycat. No, really, a long-haired Siamese.
There's nothing out there, just a burned-out factory. You sure you got the right address?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
I get off work in a few minutes. You can follow me, I'll take you there.
You sure?
It's on my way. What's your name?
Danny. And you?
Val.
Valeria? No? Veronica? No? Velma?
Valencia. I was named after an orange.
That's a nice name. Juicy.
Don't ever call me Juicy.
Whoa, never. I followed Val's car. The rain was still pouring down. She stopped in front of an old brick factory. It looked like something out of Berlin in the Blitz. You sure this is the place?
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Where the hell would they leave a cat? There's no roof.
There's still some up there. It hasn't fallen yet.
Hey, you're getting wet.
I don't mind. Bring your flashlight.
It must have been a tannery. Oh, it still smells.
Be careful, there's no floor.
Yeah, I can see that. It's fallen into the basement.
Do you think there's something here?
Well, maybe not.
Did you hear that?
What? Where is it?
Shine your light over there.
Oh, Jesus. Is that the cat?
It's in a cage?
Yeah, and set out on a steel girder way the hell out.
Why did they do that?
Sick joke. Hold on, kitty. I'm coming. Christ, I can't do this.
What's wrong?
It's the steel girder. It's wet and slippery. Maybe I gotta find a pole or something.
No pole is going to reach out there.
Bitch.
Are you afraid of heights?
I didn't used to be.
Does the cat have a name?
Kitty?
The poor thing is all wet.
Yeah, I see that.
I'm not afraid of heights.
Wait a minute. That girder's about a foot wide.
They always wanted to join a circus.
As what, a lion tamer?
No, trapeze.
Watch it, it's slippery.
It's not really. It's all rusted.
You have health insurance?
No, do you? Hold on, kitty. I'm coming.
Careful.
It's okay, kitty. It's okay. I got her.
Does she have a collar?
She does. Looks like rhinestones.
I'll be damned.
I'm coming back.
Catnappers. They ought to be crammed in cages and stuck out in a rain.
What?
I was just swearing to myself.
She's all wet.
She looks like a rat.
Don't say that. Cats can hear you.
Listen, Val. I appreciate this.
Why did they do it? That's really sick, you know?
The cat was stolen. I paid a ransom and they told me where to find it.
It's not yours?
No, I was hired to take care of things.
Are you a private eye?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is so cool.
Well, what you just did, you're pretty cool, too.
How did they know you were afraid of heights?
I don't know.
Do you want to take the kitty back to my place? I got a hairdryer.
I better get going.
But she's all wet and cold and shivering. I mean, look at her.
Yeah.
I live 5 minutes away. Come on, okay?
Well, okay.
He's looking better, don't you think?
Yeah. Boy, she's got long fur.
He's an Angora.
It's a he?
Yeah, see? Balls.
Big balls.
How much was the ransom?
Oh, I can't really say.
I risked my life walking out on a slippery steel girder just to fetch your cat, and did I ask for anything?
Okay, but don't put this on Facebook or Twitter or some webby thing, okay?
Okay.
Okay. 5,000 in euros.
Jesus Christ! Why?
The person who owns the cat was willing to pay.
Yeah, but why euros?
Maybe they wanted to see Gay Paris.
Are you going to catch him?
Probably not, but I'll return the cat now that he's nice and fluffy.
You can stay the night.
Hello?
Madam wishes to know, did you find Kitty?
I did, but the poor thing was soaking wet, so we used a hairdryer.
And who is this we you're talking about?
A waitress back at the donut shop. I'll tell you about it when I get back.
Does Kitty have a collar?
Yeah.
I'll be waiting for you. Drive safely.
Sure.
Was that your client?
It was, yeah. And now, I gotta go.
When I come to Saratoga, will I see you?
Yeah. Here, take a card.
Danny Boy, Private Investigator. Oh man, that is awesome.
You are too, kiddo. But now I gotta go.
Goodbye, kitty. Stay away from strangers.
So long.
Ciao.